Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Jeffrey?
You got him.
Hey, Jeffrey. How's it going in your neck of the woods?
Good. It's raining.
Oh, well, it's always good to have some rain, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. You were speaking with my mapping coordinator, Zion. Did you have any questions about how the product works itself or anything like that?
No, I'm already signed up with Google through Gentry's Painting and Home Remodeling.
Okay.
So what I'm looking to do is I'm looking to transfer my stuff to Tri-County Painting and Home Remodeling.
Gotcha. Okay. So you want to do like a name change? Is the address is still the
That's
same?
It.
You just want to change the name?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. You know, we got to just make sure we do it correctly because Google has gotten a little harder, so I know name changes can be very tricky, and sometimes if you do it wrong, they will suspend the account. So we just want to make sure that everything's correct so you don't have any hiccups with it, okay?
Sure. Even if you want to correspond them both together, Gentry's and Tri-County, you know, but.
I get what you mean, like add in additional two as well.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that too.
Do you guys, and this is a new company, I assume, right?
Well, it's been in business for about 20 years, let's just say, okay?
Okay.
I just reassumed the name. That's all I did. And I just reassumed it in my wife's name.
Oh.
So I still want to show, I still want to do the experience of 30-some years. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
I still want to assume. That's all I'm trying to do. I mean,
Gotcha.
And 1 year in business, people aren't going to hire.
Yeah.
Hire
I hear you on that one. They want the experience. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, do you have anything else set up for it? Do you have like a Facebook page where you take before and after pictures and interact with clients that way too with the business that
sometimes.
You want to transfer over?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you want to change that one as well?
No, I just kind of want to start fresh, and I could add pictures from my website to this website. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's still my work. It's still
okay. For a website? Are you guys building one right now, or do you guys need help building
we
one?
Started it.
Okay. Okay.
But,
we do build websites.
We could use some
work.
Do you do those?
We do websites here, custom websites as well. So there's no like, there's no limit on how many pages you would want. So if you would like to do your services on pages, we could do that as well. We also do put your pictures up on there. So that way people can go through all your gallery and see all the work that you've done over the 36 years that you've been in business. So we can do that as well. Do you have like a logo and everything?
I don't take pictures of every job. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, but I'm sure you have a lot of
work.
Them.
Oh, we have pictures, yes. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm a builder, too.
Right, okay.
You know? So we build. So we put pictures of what we build and what we finish. And, you know, so, I mean, there's a lot of different pictures, not just the paint jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Right, which is good. Because, so how this works is that once we switch everything over to the Tri-County Painting and Home Remodeling, right? Because you're building, so there's that remodeling in there. We will populate you on the first page of Google for the services that you offer. So if you're doing painting jobs, exterior, interior, you will be populated on the first page of that. Also, too, if you do like kitchens, flooring, if you guys do drywalling, bathrooms, you would populate on the first page. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
You'd populate on the first page for those services you offer. Now, the benefit to us is also we help you with your Facebook. So we can help you build a brand new Facebook page, and then we run a retargeting campaign. So anybody searching those services on Google, we retarget them on Facebook. All right?
Okay.
We also help you get on the most popular directory listings. So the ones our customers are on are Yahoo, Bing, Yelp. Obviously, you have Google, and then we also do Apple as well. All right? Okay, so we're covering all your bases here. So any Apple iPhone, Android, tablet, or desktop, people will be able to find your new business, which is the Tri-County Painting and Home Remodeling, all right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. Now, I do want to be super transparent with you, okay, Jeffrey? This isn't like it's a flip of a switch. Like I said, there's a process with Google. We got to make sure that everything's correct, because the last thing that we want to do is get your account suspended, and it takes you longer, you know, to get your new company up there, right? So this does take around 30 to 45 days to populate you on that first page of Google, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, but with
reverse going with Gentry's painting, that's already been there, right?
Well, I'll say this. You guys already have a Google Business profile, so that work is already done, right? That groundwork is already done, which is good. You guys are one step ahead. The only thing is we have to populate you to that first page. So we as a company, our policy is to always say 30 to 45 days, because I don't want to promise you that you're going to be up there in 2 weeks and then you're not. And then now you're mad at me, Jeffrey, right? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So
well,
I really
you know
tell
what?
You.
I had a customer. Mm-hmm. I've been a 5-star rating for years. Okay.
Nice.
And I Google. And I had a customer that I did some work for.
Okay.
And he's got a comment on there that he was working days, and his girlfriend was working midnights, you know. So he hired us to go in there and do this bathroom.
Okay.
And we were working on it, and she kicked us out. She says, I'll have Ken get a hold of you to reschedule. Okay.
Okay.
And tell my hours change. Well, he went in there and put some shitty comment about my company on there.
I see it.
And, he put a shitty comment on there about my company. And it was his girlfriend that's the one that stopped us. And I even offered to come back and go to work immediately, because we wanted to get it off our books. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can read the comment and see what he says.
No.
And I don't know how to remove
it.
Read it
right now.
Yeah. And that kind of hurts you after you've been in business for this long. I'm a joke.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. You know, I'll say this. We have some – we're not a perfect company either, you know. So we do have some bad reviews that people – you know, we've been in business for 18 years. So we try to do the best as possible. But you know what, Jeff? What happens is you can't please everybody, right?
I understand how do you get that removed?
Yeah, I will say there's no way for you to physically remove it off of Google. Google is authentic, okay? So what happens is you took the right steps here and you responded to that comment, and that's the best thing that you can do. Now, if you want to try to reach out to them to see how you can make amends, maybe like if you have a phone number or his phone number, and you could say, hey. Like,
oh, I know where he lives, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
He's my neighbor now. I moved in the neighborhood of him.
Oh. There you go. So if you want to go
I can throw an egg at his house, you know.
Yeah, don't throw the egg. You won't get the review removed. But if you want to go over there and talk to him and be like, hey Ken, like this is what really happened. I just, you know, man to man, I just want to come over here and maybe just apologize and say, look, we'll get the work done if you would like. This is what happened when we came. You weren't here. I apologize. But what can we do to remove the review? And he can remove it, and that's how you have to hash it out. That's how Google does it, because they want you and your customers to be super transparent with you each other, and they want you guys to have a good customer service rep. So
right.
You already did
that. That could hurt a company.
For sure. 100%. 100%. I know, because a lot of people, they don't even use our service, and they give us bad reviews because we called them. And I'm like, well, why did you haven't even used our service?
Right.
So I just want to be super upfront and honest with you. That's how you would have to do that. Now, with your new company, anybody that you do work for, if you want to give us their phone number, we can reach out to them with a text message to say, hey, thanks for using Tri-County Painting and Home Remodeling. Please give us a 5-star review on Google on the services that we did for you. And now we can start building that review up on your Google Business profiles as well.
Yeah,
for you. Yeah. So just go to your Google Business. Yeah, for you. Yeah, not for us. We would do it for you. That way we can help you there build those reviews. Cause like you said, now that experience comes into play along with the good reviews. And now people are going to call you for your services. So that's how that works. Yeah. Awesome. So I know you want to know the pricing for this as well. Let me jump into this so that way you have an idea of what it would cost. Zion told me that you had the first business that you opened up is only a year new. I know you have 36 years experience. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you, it's what we call a legacy rate. Okay. Now, anybody that's been in business for over 20 years, we usually give a legacy rate to help out those businesses because we know it's not easy staying in business that long. We've been in business for 18 years,
listen,
so we know.
Listen to me on this, though. I don't want Tri-County Painting and Home Remodeling has already been in business for 20-some years.
There you go. Okay. Okay.
Only thing I did is renew the business into my wife's name. It used to be ours already.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, that's why I'm giving you your legacy rate as well.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So when it shows up on Google, we'll have, 36 years in business, or if you want 20 years in business, we can do the 20 years. Yeah. This legacy rate is just for our company here. We run this promotion for people that have already had a going business for that long. So usually what happens is this is around $599 month to month. Okay. What I did was I applied your legacy rate discount and I credited you $350. So it would only be $249 month to month. Now there is a one-time setup fee of $99. So for the first month would be $348 out the door, but then month to month after that would be $249. Now there's no long-term contracts. So there's no early termination fees or anything like that. So you're not locked into anything, but you are grandfathered in at that $249 price for that month to month. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now that does not include a website. Now we do custom websites here. Do you want us to add a website onto here?
How much is websites?
So we can custom build you a website for an additional $199. Now, you would only pay that one-time fee, and then for us to host it, manage it, and then also to if you ever want us to change anything, it's just included into the $249 month-to-month.
Okay. Well, let's go with the first. We'll do the website later.
Okay.
See how this works out first, okay?
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, so let me just make sure I got everything correct here, because I know we're changing some business names around. The new business name is Tri-County Painting and Home Remodeling, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there, after home remodeling, is there anything else on the back of it?
That's it.
Okay, because I have Metamora on here as well. Is that?
Oh, there is Metamora. We're in Metamora.
But do you have that in the business name? Or is this the city that you're in?
No. It's the city we're in.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
We live on Metamora Road.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's our road street. That's our street.
Okay. Okay. So what's your address, Jeffrey? Do you go by Jeffrey or do you go by Jeff?
Jeff.
Okay. Let me
My
call you by Jeff.
My mom calls me Jeffrey, pal.
I don't want to make, yeah, I don't want to think you're in trouble when I call you Jeffrey.
I am. I'm in trouble.
When you hear Jeffrey, you're like, oh man, what'd I do?
Well, this is what it sounds like from a distance. Hang on.
Yeah.
Jeffrey!
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like from a distance. Okay, so that's how I know I'm in trouble.
All right. From now on, it's Jeff. From now on.
Yeah. For sure.
I got you. Okay. All right, Jeff. What's your address there?
5710 Metamora Road.
5710 Metamora Road.
And I'm going to turn this back over, this phone back over to my wife. In fact, can you call her on this number? That's the number, because I want both numbers listed.
Yeah, I mean, you can give me both numbers listed as well. I can put a contact phone, and then I can also put another phone here.
Yeah, can you call this number right now and talk to her? Because I got to go out back to work.
Gotcha. What's the phone number?
248-901-8340.
Okay, and then she's the one to set all this up?
She's sitting right beside me right now. Yeah, she's gonna sign up with you.
Okay, let me call her, and then that way you can get back to work, Jeff, okay?
Yep, you got it. I mean, I'm still around, but she can handle it, Mary.
Okay, appreciate it. I'll give her a call right now.
Her name's Alice. Allison.
Allison, okay, thank you.
Allie's her short name.
Does she go by Allie? I don't want to think she's in trouble
Allie.
Either. So.
Yeah, call her Allie.
Allie it is.
Call her
okay.
Allie.
Sounds good, Jeff.
All right. All right, you got it. All right, bye.